Excellencies, ministers, ambassadors, permanent representatives, members of the podium, colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, I am pleased to share a presentation on soils and its role on food security and nutrition without FAO strategic framework. I will start with why and what are soils? The definition of soils: soil is the thin layer of organic and inorganic material on the Earth's surface, providing basis for food, fuel, and fiber production. Soils are the basis for plant life, and soils are different values and use. We have a culture value for soils. Soils is where we are, our place of birth. We do artwork with soils. Soils is where we walk. Soils is where we build our houses. And soils has for beauty. All of us, we use the mud from the Dead Sea. This showing the different use and function of soils. And soils is where, soils are where food begins. They are a strategic resource and constitute the foundation for healthy food production. Directly and indirectly, 95% of our food comes from soils. Only 5% comes from aquatic and marine resources, from seas and rivers. On the other side, soils provide a number of ecosystem services. For instance, the storage and filter of water, the carbon sequestration, showing that they have a very important role on mitigation and adaptation. And today in Peru, we are discussing the draft on the agreement on climate, and for sure, soils is on the table of the discussion. Soils is teeming with life. They host a quarter of the planet biodiversity. If you see, a tablespoon of soils has more microorganisms than the people on the Earth, more than 7 million. And we can see that soil biodiversity plays a crucial role on boosting healthy soils. Indeed, although these different functions and importance of soils, as it has been said, soils is still a fragile resource. If you see, although the importance of for human well-being, we have unsustainable practices degrading our soil resources. And if you see, 33% of our global soils are degraded, and in Africa, 16% has already been affected by degradation, compromising the food security. On the other side, soils, the different use of soils are competing, and we are using soils for expanding cities. And if you see, only in Europe, 11 hectares of soils are sealed under expanding cities every hour in Europe. And as it has been said, if you see that to recreate 2-3 centimeters of soils, it can take 1,000 years, the minimum soil we destroy, you can take millions of years to recover these soils, and we can jeopardize our future. Another point has been referred by Director General is the linkage between soils and family farming. And if we can see in this slide that a high percentage of arable soil is used by family farming, it depends on the continent, but it goes from 83% to 18%. And we can see that the food security of the majority of the world depends on family farming, then depending on arable soils. Looking at the hunger map, we see that today we have 805 million of people suffering from hunger and malnutrition. And soils could definitely play an important role in the fight against hunger and malnutrition. If you look at the population growth, we'll see that by 2050, we'll be having 9 billion people, more 2 billion than today. And to feed this growing population, we need to increase 60% on our food production. Again, to have food sustainable, healthy soils are very much needed. But if you are able to sustain to sustainably manage our soils, we can increase our production by 58%. The key is to boost healthy soils by promoting its sustainable management. The management of organic matter constitutes the key on this goal. Soils in FAO. In FAO, soils has a long-standing tradition and, as I said, is where food begins. Today, soils are mainstreamed in FAO strategic framework. And if you can see, all the five strategic objectives, soils are very important. We cannot eradicate hunger without soils. We cannot make agriculture, forestry, and fisheries productive and sustainable without soils. We cannot increase resilience of livelihoods without soils. Soils are mainstream on all five strategic objectives, and the soils functions could effectively contribute to the achievement of all those objectives. Soils are, as I mentioned, they are mainstream in all strategic objectives, but they are essential on strategic objective two: make agriculture, forestry, and fisheries more productive and sustainable, and we are working around three major areas of work. And they are ecosystem services and biodiversity, climate-smart agriculture, sustainable intensification of agriculture. On the other side, FAO is working closely with the intergovernmental mechanism, the Global Soil Partnership. The Global Soil Partnership is a voluntary mechanism established by FAO members to promote sustainable management of soils. And it works around five main areas: promotion of sustainable management, investment, cooperation, policy, education, soil target research and development, quality and availability of soil data, and harmonization of methods and indicators. In this regard, I would like to thank all the members of the Global Soil Partnership for all the support and guidance provided to FAO, and we are very thankful for that, and we look forward to strengthening our cooperation. To conclude, I would like to quote what the Pope said during the ICN2, and he said, "God always forgives. Men sometimes, but nature never forgives." This saying that it's time to work towards healthy soils for healthy life. And let's make 2015 a turning point for these forgotten resources. And I wish you all a happy World Soil Day. Thank you.
I am delighted to join you on the 2014 World Soil Day, which marks the launch of the 2015 International Year of Soils. Land, its soil, water and biodiversity is the foundation for our societies. It allows our economies to grow and prosper. The soil alone provides more than 50% of the total value of all the ecosystem services we enjoy. When the land and its soil are degraded, rates of poverty, hunger, and instability soar. 40% of all degraded land is found in areas with the highest incidence of poverty. This directly impacts the health and livelihoods of an estimated 1.5 billion people worldwide. And with a global population of more than 9 billion expected by 2050, the pressures on land and soil to produce food, fuel and fiber will continue to mount. Land degradation will lead to higher rates of malnutrition, more water and foodborne diseases, respiratory illnesses and the spread of infectious disease as whole community are forced to migrate. So the choice of healthy soils for healthy lives as the theme for the International Year of Soil is highly relevant and compelling. Unless we address land degradation, we will not meet our nutrition or water security goals. We will not achieve health, sustainability, or stability in any meaningful way. At UNCCD, we firmly believe that the fate of land goes hand in hand with a sustainable future. We must nurture it to improve livelihoods and reduce vulnerability to population pressures and climate change. UNCCD looks forward to working with you to achieve land degradation neutrality, stop the loss of this vital natural capital, and return degraded land to a healthy and productive status. We are committed to continue our collaboration with the Global Soil Partnership at all levels. Together, throughout 2015 and beyond, let us ensure that good stewardship and sustainable management of land are at the very heart of healthy, climate-resilient development. I wish you a successful World Soil Day celebration and many tangible achievements during the 2015 International Year of Soil. Thank you.